All right. Well, we have got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our local artist interview. And I'm so excited for this week because we have an interview with Harrison Gordon, and we're joined here today by Raiden. Raiden, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really good.
Oh, yeah. And you got the chance to actually interview him in person last week. So you got to tell me, how was that?
It was so fun. I don't know, the vibe of the interview, it was just very fun. We got him to do like a Bob Dylan impression. He talked about his van that broke down. It's funny. I don't know. I liked it a lot.
Sweet. And you guys went for like almost 45 minutes, right?
Yeah. So the full thing's going to be on a bonus track, our podcast, this Friday. Be sure to check that out.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that. And he's also going to be debuting a new song, which I cannot wait. I've been so excited for new Harrison Gordon music.
Yeah, no, the song's very good.
All right, well, let's jump right into it. This is our local artist interview with Harrison Gordon.
All right, this is New Music Monday, our artist interview. You're here with Ashton.
And Raiden.
And our special guest.
Harrison Gordon.
So, we're going to be interviewing Harrison, and maybe he'll be debuting some stuff here for us. Who knows? Maybe it's top secret.
Who knows? Maybe, anything could happen.
Anything could. All right, so let's get it started. All right, so Harrison, you are about to headline the Castle Theater, which is a venue that you worked at, that you went to shows at as a young lad.
All of this is true.
You said this during my last time I interviewed.
This is Nardwar level journalism right here.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on getting to headline your biggest show ever at a venue that you like grew up going to?
It's really cool, man. Yeah, I've been going to shows there for like as long as I can remember. I would go there with my dad all the time, and then in high school I'd go see like any band that I liked. If they came through town, they were usually there. So I just got to see a lot of cool bands. And then, yeah, I worked there pretty much all through college, which was super cool. It was a good experience. And so, it's cool to be able to go back there and play. I still do kind of work there. Like, it's all, like, family there. So it's fun to be able to come and be on the other side of it for a day and have people pick up groceries for me instead of being the one to go to the store, you know?
And I hear your van broke down on your last tour.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, what's your favorite memory with the van?
Honestly, I think just some of the stuff that we got up to while it was breaking down is, you know, one of the things at the time that, like, sucked really hard and felt really bad, and now in hindsight is some of the funniest stuff ever. Like, just having to leave it in a parking lot and walk to Jack in the Box multiple times because we were there for so long that we needed to eat multiple meals. I think it was, our original van was this like conversion camper van, so it had like leather seats and like TVs in it, and so like doing movie night in there was pretty fun. Nice. And because now our current van is just like a standard all business, it's like the crew cut of vans, you know what I mean? It gets the job done and nothing else.
If you can go back to one more movie night in the old van, what movie are you picking?
Daddy Daycare.
It's a fantastic pick. So, your support for your show on the 28th of February at the Castle Theater. Let's get all the info in there. 7 p.m., you know, get to the gig.
It's something like that. It's sometime between 6:30 and 7:30.
Something like that. Get to the gig anyhow. So what was your kind of mindset behind picking your support bands for that, Heart to Gold and Kangaroo Court?
That was something that we got to make the call on, which was cool because sometimes you play shows and it's kind of up to, you know, the booking people or the agents and stuff. But that was one that we really got to control ourselves. And Heart to Gold's been one of each of our favorite bands forever. They're one of the first bands that I got into in like the smaller kind of like DIY kind of scene as far as like the Midwest, and we'd always wanted to be able to play with them and like have them come play in town, and so that was one that we kind of knew we wanted to play with. And we've gotten to meet them now a few times, and they're all super cool guys, like the salt of the earth. So we were like, yeah, let's totally have those guys come down. And then Kangaroo Court has been playing shows here with us and with like my other bands for like since we started playing shows, and so we kind of knew we wanted to have them play because they play on like every show that's really cool in Normal. They're usually on it, so we were like, we got to get them too. And we haven't gotten to play with them in a while too, so that was also part of it, being like, I haven't seen those guys in a minute, we should kick it again.
And if you had to make a movie about the band,
yep.
Who are you casting as who, including yourself?
I'd like to be played by Matty Matheson.
It's a good pick.
I'd like our guitarist Jacob Denny. I mean, Timothy's having a hell of a year, so I think we got to get him in here. He's got to be in everything. We'll go our drummer Jagger Pryor. I know we've talked about this as a band at some point, but wild card pick. Let's go. I think John Cena could really, really, really bring that together. And then Orpin on bass. We'll go. I'm channeling stuff. Christopher Walken.
That's perfect.
Yeah, just an all around kind of cast.
Nice.
And what would, like, do you think it would be like a very like deep, like personal film, or do you think it would just be like a pure buddy comedy?
Oh, it'd be a buddy comedy for sure.
Yeah.
Also, Ashton, if you got included in the movie, Jeremy Allen White.
Awesome. I'll take it.
Playing the aged up version.
Yeah, I'll take it. That's awesome. That rules.
Definitely silly. Very, very Walk Hard-esque. I would.
God, I love that movie.
So good.
That would be so fire.
I take Matty Matheson back. Danny McBride.
That's better.
Good pick.
To play all four
Kenny
of
Powers.
Us. And like, yeah.
The GOAT. What are your biggest influences on this project?
You know what? Stuff's changed so much in the past year. All the influences on the last record were like the really big bands that I really liked. And most of the influences on this new record are all of the smaller bands that we've befriended and gotten to play with that now, like, just kind of like by like synthesis being around them, you sort of absorb some of that stuff. So bands like Riley and Red Sun. And then still a lot of like the bigger bands influence. So a lot of like Jeff Rosenstock and a lot of like old like Green Day and Descendants stuff definitely has a huge impact. But yeah, as far as what like really struck a chord while we were writing it, it was a lot of the smaller bands, which I think is kind of a cool place to be in.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Oh, big news since the last time I interviewed you. Completely forgot about this.
Yeah.
Free Throw. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
10-year anniversary tour.
Yeah.
That's huge. Ben Quad, you guys, Free Throw.
I'm so excited for that. That's
like you're a part of a moment of like actual like history. Like I feel like that's like some emo history right there.
Yeah, for real. Like that was like a band that I listened to in like, you know, like freshman year of high school.
And yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
it's
me
crazy
too.
Seeing that.
I know. I love that band
my
so much.
My freshman year of high school is much after both of your freshman years of high school, but I was also listening to
yes.
my freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
How much did being in Chuck's Papa's like before your band had fully formed, like you were still putting out solo stuff, I believe, like alongside Chuck's,
yeah.
But how much did that kind of help you with like live music and getting used to that kind of flow?
Oh, it helped so much because we practiced so often. We would practice like twice a week, which feels like a normal amount when you talk to people, but if you tell like any band that, like, what is wrong with you? So just like being able to rep songs that much, and then we would play like every weekend pretty much, so you know, being able to do like 50 shows a year for a few years before I even started touring definitely helped prepare me for what that was going to be like. And then also, you know, doing like 6 hours of band practice a week sort of, it helps kind of with your work capacity and your ability to work on stuff. And then we also started writing as a group, which I had never done before. I'd always just wrote stuff myself. So that helped a lot as far as when it came to starting to work on this material, because our upcoming stuff's all kind of written a little more collaboratively. And just being able to be like, oh, I've done this before. It's not a completely foreign thing definitely helped a lot. And then also just the community building aspect as far as like, especially around here, that band helped a lot as far as like getting us kind of started playing shows and stuff. Hey, I'm Harrison Gordon, and I'm debuting our new song, Driver's Side, on 1033 WZND New Music Monday. Yeah.
you think you have like a favorite line that you've written over the years?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's see. An immediate one is off of this new record. The opening line on the whole project is every day is another late fee, which I kind of like. I feel like that it kind of sums up. I love an opening line that you can hear and it can sum up the entire song. You kind of know exactly what you're in for. And especially if it's the first track on a record and it can sum up exactly what the record's going to sound like. I like that.
Nice.
So I'll go with that. I'll also maybe go with the intro line on our last album with the "If you end up getting sick, I guess you'll just have to die." I really liked that when I wrote it, and I think I still like it.
I agree.
Well, we've got bad news. The U.S. government has outlawed anything that sounds remotely close to your band. What genre are you switching to?
Outlaw country, obviously. Oh.
Yeah, that's a best choice.
A little more bluegrassy as well.
Yeah.
Definitely getting the banjo in there.
A little bit Childers.
Because we could still play all our own songs.
Yeah.
Just a little...
Oh, like, it goes country with it.
Yeah, and I think...
Punk Goes Country, what song are you playing?
Ooh, we will definitely take Purgatory by Tyler Childers.
Banger.
Fast, yeah. Song, very, very fast song.
Yeah.
So I like that.
So Jagger can do blast beats.
Yeah.
How much would you say your parents have supported you in this endeavor?
A wild amount. If I was a parent, I would not give my child the same grace. It's been very cool. I've been sort of waiting for friction from them every step of the way, and it has not really came. I mean, there's been like a couple moments where I would do stuff that they didn't totally love, but I think most other creative people I know seem to have a lot more friction with their folks. So I'm very lucky in that aspect of having very supportive people around me. They've been great.
Go-to Taco Bell order.
I was there yesterday, so this is especially poignant. Two spicy potato soft tacos, two stackers.
The stackers are underrated.
They're underrated, man.
I don't know what a stacker is.
They were a really old item, but they just brought them back.
It's like a quesadilla if it was stacked on.
Yeah. It's like a quesadilla, and then one side has like beef, and then one side has cheese, and they like fold it over itself. They're weird.
I might need that.
They're great, dude.
I like the
And the nice thing is they all stay in like this pocket. So it's not messy, and there's no just loose lettuce in the bag at the end when you're done with it.
There's always so much loose lettuce.
They brought back like those cheesy dipping burritos.
I haven't tried those yet, but I saw them.
They're kind of like we got them like something that was just like them once.
We got those tacos. Yeah,
they're like the same as those basically. They're burritos.
I went yesterday and with Mr. Ethan Mockimer, and
shout out.
And they were really hustling us through that line, so I didn't have time to really
think.
We just had to get a box and keep it moving.
All right, well, this is your chance to get whatever you want to get out to, you know, whatever you want to push. This is your chance.
Yeah, we got an EP called Spring Break that's coming out at some point very soon. We're finalizing a date right now. But, you know, less than a month out, because the worst thing ever is really, really long release schedules. We're not really big on that thing. I hate when someone's like, they announce a record, and it's like, when's the record come out? They're like, 6 months from now. You're like, why'd you tell me? But... yeah, cool stuff coming for us. We're going on this Free Throw tour. After that, I don't really know.
Just everything's
just
open.
Vibing. We're just going to do some fun stuff.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be all today for our artist interview for New Music Monday. You've been on with Ashton and...
Raiden.
And...
Harrison.
Thank you so much to Harrison Gordon for being our local artist interview this week, as well as debuting a song on our show. That was so cool, and I absolutely loved the song.
I'm obsessed. I need it out right now.
Yeah, it's really good. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited for new music. But Ashton and Raiden sat down with Harrison and did a longer interview than this, which is going to be coming out Friday on our podcast show called Bonus Track. Raiden, what can we expect in that full interview?
I mean, we talk about so much stuff. We talk about like the werewolves in Twilight wearing cargo shorts, what rap song Harrison would cover if Punk Goes Crunk comes back, and like he does, yeah, like I said earlier, he does like a Bob Dylan impression at one point.
It was actually really good.
Yeah, it was.
All right, well, again, once again, thank you to Harrison Gordon for being the artist interview this week. If